Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined in person here by the province's Agriculture Minister, R.J. Sigurdsson. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to come up to the Peace Region here today.
Well, it's great to be up here, and thank you for the chance to come in and have a chat with you and kind of talk about what we're doing in northern Alberta.
Yeah, I guess, why don't we just start with that? You've been doing, a little bit of a tour of the north recently. I know you were in Grand Prairie the other day and also up in the Mackenzie region up around high level of Crete thereabouts. What have kind of been some of the things that you've been talking about in this making the rounds here?
Well, I think one of the greatest parts about getting up into northern Alberta is getting my feet on the ground and talking one-on-one with farmers and ranchers, some of our research specialists, our ARAs, and really just having a conversation about what the area needs up here from and what we can do to build better partnerships with the government of Alberta to continue to help and assist our farmers and ranchers and researchers continue to do the great work that they do every year. So we live in a very vast province, and farming up here is slightly different than where I'm from in southern Alberta. So to be able to see it firsthand is really important for me to give me that perspective.
And we know a lot of farmers last a little bit have certainly been busy with the seeding season. Started out a little slow up here. It was a little dry early on, but we've got quite a bit of rain the past few weeks, which has definitely sped up that process. Have you been kind of sort of keeping a track, keeping an eye on some of the numbers for seeding and kind of what things are looking like for the crops this year?
Well, we definitely keep reports all year long. Generally get the bulk of our information, of course, at the wrap-up of the end of the season when we get a chance to take a look at how the province, the yields were and all of that. But, of course, we continue to monitor the situation as far as rainfall. We're working together with our irrigation districts down in southern Alberta because they're still seeing some shortage of water there. But definitely I've heard from the farmers up here that the recent rainfall has been a nice relief and an aid for them and much welcomed over the past couple weeks. But yes, we keep a close eye on it as much as possible. We continue to work with our farmers. Of course, we're always there to aid in any way we can and continue to strengthen our business risk management programs that they rely on every year.
And we know earlier in the season there were some concerns around possible droughts affecting the province. And I know when talking with one of your colleagues, Minister Schultz, about that province's drought plan, as you mentioned, things certainly up here have been improved a little bit in terms of moisture, a little bit of a different story in southern Alberta. What's kind of sort of the kind of overall concerns around possible droughts in the province right now?
Well, definitely, you know, right now, we're actually seeing a vast improvement. But of course, considering the years we had, it was we thought it was very important that we did as much planning as possible if we did see drought conditions this year. Now, of course, they vastly improved. But and with the rainfall that we have gotten so far this year in areas of the province, it's really improved the conditions for our dryland farmers. But in some areas, we still see some stream and river levels a little lower than we'd like to see. And of course, some of our irrigation districts rely on those river and stream flows, that snowpack coming off the mountains. So this year, a lot of the allocations are a little lower than normal. But I would say that so far, knock on wood, never want to jinx it, but definitely we have seen a vast improvement over the years past. That's a lot of that waning of El Nino and moving into El Nina. Thus, we're seeing a little bit cooler conditions and some of the rain that we're seeing right now, which is very welcomed across the province.
And of course, we know that one of the things that many farmers grow is, of course, things for food. And we all know that I've seen some numbers recently that suggest that the overall food demand is definitely going to be increasing over the next little while or so, the next several years. So I'm curious, what kind of things is the province doing to try to kind of help sort of support that kind of growing demand out there for food?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, in the decades to come, moving into mid-century, the demand, food demand across the globe is going to increase by what we've heard conservative estimates of up to 50%. And of course, as being a country here in Canada, that's one of only six countries in the world that is a net exporter. Of course, that the globe's going to be looking to us to answer that demand. So a lot of our strategies are going to be able, really going to surround increasing yields, supporting irrigation, and a lot of that is going to come through new technology and research. So really, that's why a lot of the stops that we're making here are connecting with our applied research associations, our municipal councillors, ag service boards, right down to our farmers and ranchers, and seeing if we can continue to build programs that assist putting the tools in their hands that they're going to need to be able to increase their yields, perform better in the years to come, and with that be more profitable, which is very welcome and very needed for those farmers and ranchers to continue to build their operations every year.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we'll just throw a little personal question to the politicians. As now we are, of course, coming up on the summertime. A lot of people like to maybe bring out the barbecues, do some interesting things cooking-wise. So what about you? What's kind of sort of the go-to recipe you like to cook up in your house?
Go-to recipe, really easy one. I got a smoker out back, and I love a large brisket. And we take, you know, taking my time and putting that brisket on there, nice light rub, and smoking it for hours, pulling that off. And really, that is my favorite thing to do in the summer, is just smoking a good brisket, having a few friends over, and enjoying that great Alberta beef.
It definitely sounds like a good time there. RJ Sigurdsson, the province's agriculture minister, thanks for joining us here today.
Cheers. Thank you so much.